This is Day to Day from NPR West. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Iraq, President Jalal Talabani today called the parliamentary election set for tomorrow, quote, a national celebration, a day of the national unity and a victory over the terrorists and those who oppose our march toward democracy. He also said that more Iraqis voting would mean an earlier departure for foreign troops. Quote, we will bid them farewell after we build our military as soon as possible, he said. NPR's Jamie Tarabay joins us now from Baghdad, where she's following the election developments. Jamie, how about security there in Baghdad? How tight is it?
Well, Alex, the security is rather tight today, and it will be tomorrow as well. There is no movement of vehicles today other than government-authorized ones, so everyone is moving around on streets. There are constant Iraqi military patrols, and people moving around are just going to the markets, trying to get supplies, and generally upbeat, in a good mood. There doesn't seem to be too much anxiety out there at the moment.
The newswire accounts that I read say that it's actually pretty quiet in the city.
I think just in the morning when they were trying to get their groceries and you know, just the daily errands before everyone kind of goes into lockdown just in the lead up to Thursday. But it seems to be pretty quiet. There haven't been any disturbances as yet in terms of violence. And we're hearing a lot of choppers go overhead, sporadic gunshots here and there. But on the whole, it's a pretty quiet day.
What about these reports of a demonstration today in Baghdad? What is that about? Against Al Jazeera, the Arab television network?
Al Jazeera aired a program in which someone was defamatory of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who is the highest religious Shiite authority in Iraq. And the comments, whatever they were not quite sure, incensed his followers across Baghdad and in the holy city of Najaf. They came on foot in Baghdad to the Green Zone, which is the area where the Iraqi government has its headquarters. They demanded that Al Jazeera fire immediately the person who made the comments, and they were protesting and criticizing Al Jazeera and chanting their support for Sistani.
Is Al Jazeera seen as a pro-Sunni network in the Arab world?
I just think that it's one of those satellite television stations that are routinely watched by all Iraqis, if not most Arabs. And this really set off a spark as far as some of Sistani's followers were concerned.
Have you seen much campaigning in this last day by the candidates or their representatives? I guess the way things go there, people don't campaign on the last day.
That's right. Today is the day that pretty much everyone has a rest. And I think it actually gives the Iraqis the opportunity to sit back and think about everything that they're going to do, the decisions they're going to make. It's very difficult to actually travel around without seeing advertisements and campaign posters. You can't open a newspaper or turn on the television without seeing something from someone campaigning for this election.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad, Iraq. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.